the movie awards of the year, the TV awards of the year, the Golden Globes, and joining us now to discuss that was the one and only Mrs. Moxie. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, it's an exciting morning. A little bit different, but exciting to be here and doing right? this role, sitting in the big chair today.
So. You got tough shoes to fill in.
Yeah.
Yes. So.
Well, I'll turn it over to you two to talk. I didn't watch. I was asleep. 10 minutes into the Golden Globes, I'm pretty sure.
Well, there was a lot that happened last night, and I think you start off. This is your show. I'm just here because you said, come on in.
It's all good. No, we just thought it would be a really fun way to, because I will say, this is the first time I've watched any award show in probably 10 years. Like, I used to watch, like, the Emmys and Golden Globes when I was growing up and stuff, and then I just really kind of fell out of it for a long time. So it was kind of fun to watch these again, and I don't know, it might start to revive an old habit here.
I always love watching the recap of it all, because the back part about me, Logan, that you probably don't know, is that I actually went to design school. So I went to apparel design school over in Wisconsin, at UW-Stout. So, like, I actually went and learned how to construct garments and learned the technicalities of it all, the materials and everything. So me watching award shows is really cool to see what they come up with for the new season. And the trends this year are pretty interesting, because they're pulling opera gloves. We have a lot of metallics this year in the award season, and this is the big kickoff for award season. So this was the big one. We have the Oscars, the Emmys, the Grammys all coming up eventually this year. So yeah, it was kind of a interesting show to watch, because we haven't watched it in a long time.
Yeah, and
you see the highlights, I guess.
But. Right, but watching the full red carpet was really interesting, because you got to see a lot of celebrities. And I will say, I knew probably, I'm going to go with about 70% of them.
Sure.
There was a chunk where they were newer, younger actors, and I was just like, I've got
the influencers, you could say.
Yeah. So did you the red carpet section start at 5, correct?
Yes.
And did you tune in from 5 to the end of the show?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so
from 5 to 10 p.m. We're just doing nothing but Golden Globes.
I have pages and pages of notes, and we don't have enough time to get through it.
That's
all.
A commitment. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting, because, like, the red carpet, what we watched, it was Variety. It was the interviewers. So you had Mark Malekin and then Rachel Smith, both as the interviewers for the red carpet for E.T. And Rachel did amazing, and her dress was fabulous, that gold dress.
It
was wonderful. It was this gold metallic iridescent-y kind of gown. It was wonderful.
Honestly, look up some pictures of, like, best and worst dressed, or whatever you want to, or even just Golden Globe red carpet, because there's a lot of beautiful.
We'll
outfits.
Get into worst dressed, because I have some feelings on that one.
Of course you do.
But Mark was decent. He struggled. He seemed very nervous, and that's one thing about when you think about interviewers, just like you guys do in your radio show, you're interviewing these people, and it's like the easiest way to get those stars and the celebrities, like, at ease is for you to be at ease. And he was, like, on that kind of, like, vibration of, like, oh my gosh, I'm meeting, you know, Celine Dion, or I'm meeting this person, and you know, so.
Yeah, which I thought was interesting, too, because I don't know, maybe if he just felt like he was being kind of pressured, because with each celebrity, I think they probably only had maybe a minute to talk to them, and then it's like, okay, next.
That's quick.
Next.
And it's interesting choosing a magazine, like, reporter to be the television reporter.
Right. It was pretty interesting, but he's been doing a lot of this for a long time. Before we get into the actual wins of the night, I think we should talk a little bit about the fashion.
Absolutely.
Because we had a wide range of fashion. The men pulled it out. I will say some of the men had some really good looks this year. There was some that was questionable. But you watched it with me, Rye, and with the fashion judgment rewind that we're doing here, who was some of your favorites for best dressed?
For men, women, or both?
Let's do the actresses.
Okay. So for the female, for actresses, I would say I really loved... of course, now the name's blanking on me. That's just typical.
Demi Moore?
I mean, yes, her. She was amazing.
Demi Moore was.
But there was one for me that was not necessarily better, but pretty equal to her. What were some of the other names you wrote down?
Viola Davis.
That's the one I was thinking of. Okay.
Viola Davis and her recreation. Because that was a recreation.
Yes. So, actually, I'm going to say this. Viola Davis was my personal favorite. Her outfit was absolutely stunning. It looked like the material, and this is going to sound like a strange thing to say as like a compliment. Her material reminded me of the material that in cassette tapes, that like...
Oh, the tape.
Thin, ribbony,
yeah,
glossy material that they would record the songs on, whatever that stuff is.
The actual tape film.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was like super colorful and beautiful. Well, and it was, as you said, an upcycled garment. She actually had that outfit and
it
just
was by Gucci.
Reconfigured it.
It was Gucci originally.
Yeah.
And then they reconfigured it and added it. To me, the way they described it was originally a Gucci dress that was just a solid black that we saw on the base. And then what was added was the actual rainbow iridescent kind of the capelet that she had.
Yeah, it was just
and gorgeous. When she embraced her natural hair and just she was radiant last night.
Yeah, she just looked incredible. Because I will say, before we move any further, you and I both agreed the kind of overarching theme of everyone's looks was vintage classic Hollywood
and repurpose. Yeah. And repurpose. There was a lot of repurposes.
There's a lot of people doing upcycling, repurposing to try and help spread that message of sustainable fashion.
Sure.
I saw a lot of Christian Siriano too. He was a big popular designer this year. He dressed Melissa McCarthy.
We'll have to talk about that one.
Again, a queen after my own heart. I loved it. Was it a little extra? And was it more of an Emmy look? Yes, I would agree with that. But
wait, okay. This is, I'm going to sound really ignorant in all these awards
ceremonies. Good.
But like, is there different looks for each? Like, do you kind have? Is there like a different theme for each one, or like
not necessarily a different theme, but like the level of taste?
Sure.
So like the Golden Globes is like a big deal. So like usually you go with like the structured, more like sophisticated, rich fabrics, the cashmeres, the silks, the all those types of things, whereas like the Emmys, that's where you get to play with the color and
more creative.
Because it's the daytime. So daytime.
Oh, fair. Okay.
So like I think that's where the award season kind of goes in and out of these fashion takes. Like you look at the Grammys, like you get to look at the culture, because there's the Latinx community that's getting nominated. You have all these different genres, so you get to embrace the culture with the Grammys. Whereas like the Golden Globes, I feel like it's a lot more of the best designer, the best look, the what gives that impact, you know?
Sure.
So yeah, it was definitely kind of an interesting to see how this year was done, because then there was the star from Amelia Perez, the movie.
There was
Carla Sofia.
Oh, yes.
Carla Sofia. She did a very vibrant color, and I actually have a quote from her.
Carla Sofia Gascon.
Yes. She wore this bright, vibrant orange, and what she said was, "I choose the Buddhist color tonight because I have a message of hope for you, because the light always wins over darkness. Raise your voice. I am who I am, not who you want." And I thought that was very interesting that she chose a color and a statement piece like that to give hope and joy to award season that's going on right now. Mm-hmm. Again, that movie, Amelia Perez, is like sweeping. What did they have?
They won. I just pulled up the list. They won a lot of different things.
What was it? Yeah, they won four. Mm-hmm. Four awards last night.
Is it the most of any?
Nope. They tied with Shogun.
Okay.
From FX, TV show. Yeah. So Shogun and Amelia Perez won four awards apiece. The Brutalist won three. If you have never seen Hacks, it's one of mine and Mr. Moxie's favorite. Ryan, sorry. Mm-hmm. What show am I on? Ryan's
tomato,
favorite.
It's fine.
Ryan's favorite show called Hacks on, is that Showtime? No. HBO Max.
Yeah.
With Jean Smart. Excellent show. Another show that got quite a few was Baby Reindeer. Have you ever watched that one?
I scanned the list. I've seen nothing on this list. Like, literally, I've seen nothing on this list.
Not even Wicked?
No. I'm not a theater person. Is what you're discovering too. I'll watch it when it comes out of theater. Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's just valid. Theaters aren't my thing.
Yeah. I get it.
I get that.
I take a good nap at the theater. So. so yeah, it was a very interesting night. But going back to worst and best dressed looks, we talked about Viola Davis and you know Demi Moore. Her gown was just
her dress. This is really cool. It was mostly composed of silk. However, they had sewn in metal threads. Am I saying that correctly?
Yeah. Yep. So it's made with metal threads. Yeah. So it has this really structured. And in her interview, she actually said she did not actually drive there or get a ride. She walked to the award because she did not want to have creases in her dress.
Oh, my goodness.
That's dedication.
And if you have time, go look up that dress because that, when I think of an award show, like she the Golden Globes,
like an award statue.
She did.
Really?
Yeah, it was the coolest thing. And oddly enough, she actually said in her speech that she was thinking this wasn't a career for her anymore. And this just validated everything that she was working on.
She gave a fantastic acceptance speech because she was dubbed years ago as by a producer,
a popcorn actor,
a popcorn actor, meaning she's just going to be around for a tiny bit and then she's just going to go away.
I like that term, the popcorn actor, because like, yeah, okay.
And she said that for years and years, that has been something that has really ate away at her because she just felt like,
it would have.
I mean, why wouldn't it?
How would that not? Yeah, right. Like you're just thinking, I'm just temporary, right? Right. Like, oh, that would be tear you apart.
Yeah,
right. And I mean, poor, you know, especially for.
But think about the most iconic movies that she's done: G.I. Jane, Ghost. I mean, the woman has done some very iconic roles.
And exactly, and she
just did Feud with Capote and Swans.
Yep. I mean, I just. It doesn't surprise me, unfortunately, that she's received that kind of critique just because I think actresses so oftentimes just get the really, really short end of the stick in Hollywood, and that's being polite about it. But I loved how she really took that moment to say, like, hey, you know what? This is not only for me, this is something that I am good at, you know, and I'm not going to let this comment keep tearing me down. So it was really a great affirmation for her and for just actresses in Hollywood.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. Now that we've talked a little bit about the best dressed, I do think we need to talk about worst dressed. So we talked about this overall vintage kind of feel and everything. My least favorite, and I hate to say it, Ariana Grande. Her Givenchy vintage, like iridescent kind of pearly yellow gown. It was just, I understand the nod to vintage and I understand the history of Givenchy. I get that. But it just washed her out. It didn't fit right. In a way, if you can understand when I say a potato sack, the bottom of the dress looked like a potato sack.
Really?
Like, it just didn't drape right. It didn't hug her. It didn't It didn't give a shape. It just looked like a bubble.
Well, an Ariana Grande,
oddly enough, she was Glinda, who rode down in a bubble.
Ariana Grande is very petite to begin with.
And she's gotten even more petite.
Right. So for her to wear something, like, fit is going to be crucial for somebody like her. Because she doesn't have a lot of body to, like, work with to be, you know, so it's tricky. I think to fit someone like her, and the dress just, it wasn't doing her a lot of favors.
Yeah. The other one that we were watching was, Kerry Washington.
Oh man, her dress is weird. It was so, just bizarre.
Logan, have you ever watched like 80s movies and it has that crushed taffeta, like super wrinkly looking prom dresses?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I get the idea. Yeah.
That's what it was. It was like that, but yet she had like this airplane landing strip for her shoulder. Yeah.
What?
It was hot bubblegum pink.
Oh.
It had this huge, super thick strap, and it wasn't full length, so it hit at a weird, like,
it hit, like, right below her knee, and it was at an angle, and then she had this, like, three-foot train behind her. It just, it kind of reminded me of a ugly 80s prom dress that went through a shredder. Yeah,
you should look it up.
Who is this again?
Kerry Washington.
She's
beautiful. She's stunning. She is very talented. And usually her style is on point.
Yeah.
Kerry, honey, if you're listening, tell your stylist to rethink their deserves.
Okay.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's
a choice.
It's a choice.
And then you pair it with the big long opera gloves too.
Yeah.
Yes. Again, opera gloves was a thing this year. Yeah, the one person who did it right though was Pamela Anderson in her Oscar de la Renta.
Her and hold on, I'm looking it up. It's one of the main actresses from Abbott Elementary. She's the principal.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep.
I don't know her name hasn't solidified in my memory yet, but
I'm going to find her. Well, you look that up. Yeah. Pamela Anderson, everybody knows from Baywatch and mm-hmm. like the whole 90s like bombshell blonde. Yeah. Well, she was up for an award last night for her movie called The Last Showgirl. And The Last Showgirl stars her and Jamie Lee Curtis, and it is sweeping film festivals. It's mm-hmm. supposed to be one of the most breakout roles of her life. And anyways, she came and she actually said it took her 10 minutes to get ready because she is embracing this whole natural beauty. She didn't have makeup sure. on, everything, but she was dressed in this wonderful Oscar de la Renta fitted black crushed velvet gown with the black opera glove. So it kind of matched and it gave that illusion of just cohesiveness. Hmm. Whereas you look at my least favorite and worst dressed would be Ali Wong. Mm-hmm. Ali Wong and Kerry Washington were by far my least favorite. I thought, number one, you have too much color. You're outdated. Ali Wong's dress was, she had the black opera glove, but then she had like this reddish ruby color shredded shrivel mess of a dress. And these ugly ass glasses. Really, sorry, I just swore on the radio. My bad. So, yeah, it was definitely interesting to see these trends come through. And I understand that they're trying to be classy with these opera gloves and things like that. But, like, yeah, like, look at that, Logan.
Okay, yeah. I mean, like,
That's not an award season look.
You know what it reminds me of?
Yeah.
The shower, like, scrubbies that you could...
Yeah. It reminds me of a loofah. Yes. You might as well be scrubbing pots and pans.
Especially with that big bow in front. Yeah. Like, it just... Oh,
yeah. It's weird. Again, like, if you're into fashion like I am, like, I know we all have our opinions and we all have our own thoughts, but, like, again, it has to look cohesive with the black glove and then the loofah dress. It just... It was a miss, even though she did win. She mm-hmm. did win. She won her Golden Globe for her, wasn't it her Netflix special?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And she is very funny. Like, I love her comedy and stuff, and she's very talented in so many other ways. It just, and I mean, she's had a lot of other great fashion moments. So, like, you know, everyone's going to miss it every now and again because you try something and it's just like, But, you know, I hope they like it. That's the end of the day. If you feel beautiful and it makes you feel great, cool. Like, whatever.
Yeah. But I totally forgot about one worst dress that I could not stand. Elle Fanning. Do you remember hers? Hers, it looked like they took two different dresses. It was...
Yes. I keep forgetting.
It was the leopard print Swarovski bralette couplet. And then it looked like they took, like, it's like weird. A peach... ball gown and attached it to a bra. It was bad.
It's also a look.
Also a choice.
She was one of my least favorites. But as far as best dressed for males, let's talk about males.
Andrew Garfield.
Ooh,
he's looking sharp.
Holy Moses. Hello.
He had this great it was like a dark green,
forest green.
Yeah. Suit with black lapels contrasting mm-hmm. and he wore a button down shirt to kind of match that. He unbuttoned it to about halfway with like a cool necklace in it, so he accessorized
showing
it very
off
well.
That chest. Yep.
And it was just a very cool look.
It was dressed and elegant and sophisticated, but it still gave a nod to casualty of comfort.
Yep.
I thought it was wonderful. Are you looking it up right now? Yeah.
That's what I would say. Like, he looked comfortable in it.
He looked comfortable, but he looked like he was at an award show.
Which pulls it off, because it is more casual.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. It is a more casual look.
That was another trend that we were noticing last night for men was the double, like the, not the double lapel. What am I trying to say?
Double breasted. Like it was very much a nod to like old Hollywood.
But it was kind of like this color blocking lapel. So you had like a black lapel, but the rest was green, or like these trends of, just color blocking. I guess you could say. Jamie Foxx was another one of my favorite. He was black on black, but his lapels were rhinestone and gemmed. So it gave that sparkle to it. It was kind of cool.
That could go the wrong direction, in my opinion.
It could. We were talking about it. Like, we like the idea. Yeah, well, one thing we wish is it wasn't such big gems. Like, he had bigger gems. Like, I wish they were a little bit more finesse, like Swarovski, or, you know, something a little bit more dainty to give it that, like, delicacy. Or are you looking at Colin Farrell?
So my personal favorite was amazing. Colin Farrell. He had a very cool white jacket with contrasting black lapels.
Oh, that works very
Doesn't that cool? look sharp?
That's sharp.
So the white with the black accents. I mean, he had the black piping on the sleeves and the pockets and the black and the buttons. And I mean, it just...
It all just... came together
perfectly. It just gave it a focal point. And I love the black on black in the center of it all, because it just, oddly enough, he was nominated for his TV show The Penguin on
where he is unrecognizable. Wow, the makeup and prosthetics.
Do you know the show?
I'm aware of it. I know it's on HBO, and eventually, you know, after House of Dragons and Dune and everything else, I'll get to it.
He's up for it, and he actually talked about how, because when he was in the makeup chair and getting into all the processing of everything, he was just, he had glue burns and like all this stuff happening to him because he was so enriched into this character. So I love the fact that he played with the white and the black, kind of like the penguin, his character, but also the animal, the penguin. It was just a really cool thing. I got to give a side shout out to Nicole Kidman and Ewan McGregor with their Moulin Rouge reunion on the red carpet.
Oh, that was cute. Yeah, because...
And you can still see the love they have for each other.
Wasn't it... they were interviewing Ewan, and she walked by just to say hi real quick, I think is what happened. And it was just a really nice moment, because they were just... You could tell that, you know, they're just old friends, colleagues, people who really appreciate and respect each other. So she's like, I'm sorry, I don't want to interrupt. I really just wanted to say hi quick, you know? So
yeah,
that was cool.
Overall, the Golden Globes was a great night. Again, I was a little disappointed that Wicked didn't win more. They only won one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was actually, what was it called?
I suppose we've got a few more minutes. So we want to talk about some of the actual awards.
Let's see. Where's my notes here? Wicked. The thing that they won for was Cinematic Box Office Achievement. So that was what they won. And it was a brand new category.
So does that mean like the best opening weekend, essentially? Or what does that mean?
They didn't really even go into it.
Best box office performance. So who sold best the most? Best
box office achievement. I'm guessing globally.
Okay.
Because that's kind of what they were talking about, is that this was like the biggest global movie that came together that everybody watched. And I think it was nominated up against Deadpool and a few others, if I remember right.
Yeah, it's the second year that they've done this award, so it's pretty new. I'm going to try and see if I can find out what it means.
Because I saw that too, and I was like, okay. You know, what the best one is like the best drama, isn't it? Or like that's one of the top awards. Actor and actress.
Motion picture for drama, and then there's motion picture for musical. Mm-hmm. So those were the two big ones. And for drama, it was The Brutalist. That one. And then for musical or comedy, it was Amelia Perez.
Okay. I'm going to pause you real quick just to add this in. Box office achievement, a film has to gross $150 million at the global box office with at least $100 million domestically. So there you go. That's the criteria.
And then so whoever does the best amongst that criteria then, supposedly.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So unlike most awards, it's not very subjective. It's very numerical.
As long as you made these sales, you go.
Okay. Yep.
So it was a really cool award show. There was, let's see, what was the one that I was really intrigued by? Well, evidently, best motion picture for animation was called Flow, and neither one of us have heard of that one.
Yeah,
that's one. About a cat. Didn't know that one really. But
Shogun, so if you're a cat fan,
right? But Shogun on FX, the series, was sweeping it, and it just, I mean, they had a lot of first time nominations and first time winners, such as supporting actor in a TV series. That was the first nom for that one. They swept that one. There was another one, and it was female actor in a TV drama. Shogun won as well, and that was her first nomination as well and first win. They also won Best TV Series Drama. I mean, Shogun, if you haven't seen it, I haven't seen it. That's on our list now to watch.
No, I've only ever heard of it. I don't really know much about it.
But it was just boom, boom, boom. And with Emilia Perez, that one is with Selena Gomez and...
Zoe Saldana.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Both of them star in there, along with Carla Sofia.
Yep. It sounds like a very interesting synopsis, because it says here, just doing quick Google search, that it is about a Mexican lawyer is offered an unusual job to help a notorious cartel boss retire and transition into living as a woman, fulfilling a long-held desire.
Yep.
So there you go.
So it's one of those very eye-opening stories and everything, but it's done with musical, because they sing, there's original music in it.
Yep.
So it's one that I think everyone should check out, because that's on my list this weekend, is to check out Emily Perez. What was some other ones? Demi Moore won for, what was it? The Specialist?
That one.
That was a female actor in a motion picture musical comedy. This was her third nomination, but this was her first Golden Globe win. But I want to say it was The Specialist, if I remember right.
I'm not finding it yet so far. Sorry.
I'll give you a heads up. We're going to have about 2 more minutes to discuss. So
yeah. Well, while he figures out that movie, because I do think that's one that you might want to watch, because it looked very, very good.
The Substance.
Substance. Thank you.
There we go.
I was like, that is not right. But yes, The Substance. Again, her dress was amazing. Let's see. What else was there? There was a lot going on. One of my favorite acceptance speeches was from Kieran Culkin for A Real Pain.
he was funny.
He was pretty funny. He was pretty comical. He was talking about taking tequila shots with his wife and everything. I thought that was pretty wholesome and grounding. Gene Smart, again, for Hacks. Again, one of my favorite shows out there. Amazing. Zoe Saldana, won for Emily Perez as well for her first ever Golden Globe win. Again, great actress. If anybody knows about The Bear, the TV show The Bear, mm-hmm. You heard about that one, Logan?
Yes.
They won. Well, male actor Jeremy Allen White won for his series in The Bear. So sure. He won Golden Globe last night. He was not there, though. I wanted to see what he would be wearing, but he wasn't there. Overall, it was a really fun show. And my favorite was Nikki doing her Popular number.
Nikki Glaser did a parody of Popular where she combined, because the Conclave was one of the nominees. And she took a Pope's hat along with a wand that Glinda would have had in Wicked and made a version of her song. It was called really Popular. Funny. Sorry. And then all of a sudden she just like stops singing it and she's like, wait, what? What? Oh, this sucks. Yeah, okay. I shouldn't do this anymore. Okay, yeah.
It was super funny.
It was really
overall
good.
Nikki did great as a host for the Golden Globes. The fashion was there. Everything was great. Melissa McCarthy's dress, again, wasn't really my style for the Golden Globes, but I did love the vibrancy and the whimsy of it all.
Participation award.
Yes, exactly. So if you want to go check out some of the fashion and everything, I say go over to Google and check it out, because there was a lot of great looks. There were some iffy ones, but I really enjoyed the Golden Globes this year. So
good.
Thank you for letting me come and review it.
Thank you. We appreciate it. And we'll chat soon, I'm sure. Something's got to be coming up. We'll chat with you soon about
it. We have Grammys coming up if you want to do that. So
there you go.
Hey, I'll be back honestly, for the Grammys.
Wonderful. Well, folks,